Us now, land in this conversation of public works, roads and transport. We're looking into the issue of the Elijah Mango College. I mean, concerns are growing over the future of the Elijah Mango College. Obviously, various pieces of infrastructure have been looted, including parts of the roof, water pipes and cables. The institution is losing its face due to the neglect and vandalism. And this evening, we have the honors of welcoming the Director of Property Management in the Public Works, Roads and Transport Department. Tadesi Pomonareng. He joins us next.
Where the facts and opinions build the discourse. Ross FM in 60 Minutes with Musa Skhosana.
Indeed. Mtom Dala, good evening.
Good evening, how are you, Musa?
I'm very well. Before we start our conversation, I just want us to get few facts first, because I was just looking up and I noted that in the NCOP meeting that would have happened on the 16th of July 2024, when the department was briefing the NCOP, there was this issue of where does this particular college belong to? Is because even the DG of the Department of Higher Institutions of Learning and Training said it was under Department of Agriculture. But when my producer did her research, she found that it is under Public Works. Maybe marry these two ideas for us. To who does the college belong to now in terms of maintenance and all of that?
Thanks very much, and to your listeners. Yes, of course, it is true that the college is belonging to the Department of Public Works, Roads and Transport. But marrying the two, EXCO at some point took a decision that that college must focus on agriculture activity. So by virtue of that decision, we then said the agriculture must then run with it, but not necessarily that we hand over it not to be belonging to us, but the functionality part. That's how agriculture comes to the fore.
Yeah. Let's talk about then your role there in the college. You are the property manager, or rather the director for property management. I suppose this cuts across among the properties of the department. When it comes to these properties specifically, what seems to be the issue? Why is that property neglected?
Yeah, I think it arises from decisions that happened in terms of its functionality. Like I said, there was a decision that it should be utilized by agriculture. By virtue of that decision, we had to let the functionality to be with agriculture. But for whatever reason, due to budgetary constraints, decision could not take shape. And that vacuum created the situation where we are today.
So are we saying the state in which the college is in is as a result of budgetary constraints in the Department of Agriculture for them not being able to utilize it as repurposed?
Definitely, if budget was available, agriculture was very ready to move with speed. The province had some challenges with budgeting, and hence the project could not take shape, and the vacuum created, and people took advantage, and vandalism took place.
Be that as it may, in the Demonareng, there seems to also be a role that Public Works needs to play. Yes, on a day-to-day basis, agriculture is not running the programs, but what then becomes the role of a property manager in this context of this property? What is your role as a Department of Public Works, Roads and Transport in managing this property?
Let me make an example. You see, a school is being utilized by Department of Education, but it belongs to us. So education will budget money for maintenance. Where there are issues, they will call us and we'll come in and do the actual work of property management. In this case, it was repurposed for agriculture, so the functionality would have been with them. So any other infrastructure issues it will be coming to us through those that institution. But because of those budgetary constraints, a vacuum had to be created unintentionally so, and we found ourselves in that situation.
Yeah. How long has this been? How long was this repurpose project supposed to, you know, exchange or rather, you know, come into fruition? And upon that realization, how long have we known as the Department of Public Works?
It has been a matter of meetings and meetings for the past 5 or 6 years or so. But in the process, noting that there were no funds, we then decided to, in the meantime, accommodate other departments that needed space, like SNDF, Department of Health, and so on, because we're waiting for that budget for the Department of Agriculture. But unfortunately, it didn't come through, and hence that vacuum created.
Yeah. As a revenue generation or revenue generated property, because you're saying you had to sublease it to SNDF, Department of Health, and many others. When they were paying the utilization fee, why was the, then the structure not maintained and, you know, kept up to standard?
At the time when they were utilizing the spaces that was allocated to them, it was maintained properly. It only occurred at some point when SNDF decided to leave and Department of Health decided to leave. That's where vandalism took place. It's a matter of just a weeks or so. That's when the whole thing happened. It's not that it was a long process of gradual vandalization.
Sure.
It was a quick and spur of the moment.
Yeah, but Ntatemareng, you know, the way your conversation is going, it really traces it back to the Department of Public Works, because what I'm getting is that yes, that deal of repurposing the college did not materialize, because there were issues of the Department of Agriculture and all of that, and then you sublet the property to other departments, and then you generated revenue, and then post those contractual agreements, when they lapsed, then there was no plan from your side now as a department, hence the neglect, hence the vandalism. Now, the question is, what was then the plan post these tenants that you had? Because seemingly there was no plan, and hence we find ourselves where we are.
That's correct, because you see, the reproposition of the college was for agriculture. The issue of getting the other stakeholders was because we're still buying time until we get funds to actually implement the repurposition. It was not necessary for generating revenue. Those departments, they were maintaining whatever that they were utilizing.
Sure.
It was not necessarily a revenue strategy there.
Yeah, then what is then the recourse now? The college, the state in which it is in now, it's very poor. Hence, the community is up in arm, calling for the department to step up and, you know, maintain and fix that particular college. What is then the antidote now?
Definitely, we have met with the people around the area, and they have made their proposal. Key to their proposal is that if this college can be repurposed for further education and training, they can be very happy. And we have approached SNDF, and they have requested it formally. We are busy with the process of transferring the college to SNDF.
SNDF College being somewhat of an external factor from how you run things, are you then also subletting it? And what is then that contractual agreement looking like? Are they going to maintain it? Because we can't find ourselves here where we are now, because we had Department of Health, we had other departments, but they still left the left the college, and look at the state now.
No, TVET is looking for a facility. In fact, not even one facility. They are looking for facilities in the province to run with their mandate. So it happens that we have Elijah Mango, and we'll be donating it to them, not as a matter of a temporary measure. so that they will revamp it and utilize it fully to its optimum level.
I see. What is then the budget maintain, or you know, what is the maintenance budget of the department looking like, particularly around the portfolio work that is within your scope of work? Just give us a sense of, as a director of property management, what is then your budget for maintenance, and how many of those properties are being regularly maintained?
We've got properties that are more than 5,000 in the province, but budgets rest with the department, and then we only come in with the expertise. The only budget that we have is for the properties that we utilize ourselves as the department.
Yeah. Ntate Monareng, let's park it here for this evening. Really appreciate your time and your frank responses.
Thank you very much.
There you have it, property manager, director for property manager or property management in the Department of Public Works, Roads and Transport.